Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
So that is a cowboy song by Keane Kavanagh on Radio Nova from his brilliant debut album, The County Star. And we're very, very lucky because we have Keane on the line. How's it going?
What's up, Kieran? How are you?
Good, good. You're at home and there's a full fridge of food and your mum's looking after you with an omelette. Things couldn't be better.
Yeah, it's nice to be back, all right.
Yeah. So look, at the album came out on Friday. It's your debut album, but not your first kind of musical release. How does it feel to have it out?
It's great, yeah. It's kind of a long time in the works, so it's really nice of being out now. And it's, for so long, I think with gigs and stuff, we've been, every show has been about half unreleased tunes. And it's really like, we played there in Dublin just before the weekend, and it was just so nice to have all the songs out and hearing people singing them back and like feeling a bit of a connection with people over them. It's nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose the big thing about the album, it's got this kind of Irish folk influence, got an Americana influence, it's got a kind of an indie rock feel, and it feels quite different to what you've released before, which was kind of coming from a kind of a soft hip hop kind of world, you know, like a R&B kind of feel. How has that come about? I mean, that's the obvious first question.
I think it's just simply a case of like when I started producing music and stuff, I making like hip hop beats and R&B beats and stuff like that, and that's how I learned to, you know, like program drums and sample things and stuff like that. And I, you know, my style of music was always, I guess, like guitar music, or like since I was a boy that I was always writing songs on the guitar and stuff. So the stuff I always wanted to make, you know, kind of the sound of this record, but it just took me, it took me walking through a few different modes of production and stuff. You know, I remember like the first time I recorded like live drums and stuff, and I was like, damn, this is like the kind of sound I've been looking for all along. So it's just, I think it just is a case of like experience catching up with the taste I have or whatever, you know, like I feel like I've really distilled kind of the stuff I want to be making going forward on this album, but it took me a while to kind of be good enough to make it, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, the sound of the album, as I said, it's like, you know, it's got that kind of Americana sound. But there's, thematically, there's a lot of kind of community in there. There's a lot of kind of being from a small town. But there's also a lot of kind of, kind of nostalgic sort of melancholy. Were you surprised when that started to happen, or were you leaning into that? Did you want it to happen?
I think that's the type of stuff that I'm attracted to a lot in other people's music or writing, and it's just a fairly like honest reflection of you know where I'm at emotionally a lot of the time, I think. So that's a kind of a nice thing I think about the album, is I think the first half is quite upbeat, or there's a bit of a swagger or arrogance to it, I'd say. And then I think the second half is definitely a lot more like melancholy, and it feels like a bit of like a come up and a come down or something. That's how I was feeling at the time of writing it anyway.
Mm. It really works, but there's a big connection across the album, but it does. Some albums feel like they want to kind of reflect the world. This sort of album feels like you want to talk about yourself a bit, or talk about maybe where you're from a bit. And I think that kind of comes across from the start, from the first track, Texas Tea. So
yeah.
you were born in Houston, and I suppose you're clearly a Port Leash man. But there's got to be a sort of a push and a pull with that.
Yeah, like, I was always so interested in like the life that my parents had, you know, but right before me and my sister were born out there in Texas, and like that kind of side of our own history and all. And it just always felt like this kind of special otherness to, you know, our history or something. Like, we were born, I was just chatting to my father today about it. I can't remember what we were talking about, but it was like, you know, we were born in like NASA Bay Hospital across the road from the Space Center. Things like that. It's just this mad other life that always kind of, I was just really interested in always, and just it would spark your imagination of this like other place. So with this album, then I was just, the stuff I think I was just reflecting on a lot of stuff in my life up to now, I guess. And the Texas side of things, or that just became like a really fun way for me to, like, I don't know, a fun kind of prism to look at all my actual, you know, the reality of my life through, I think. And sound-wise as well, it was really fun. It was a really fun way to, like, kind of blend the two worlds as well, because I do think there's so much in common between the two traditions.
Yeah, well, that's kind of interesting, because, so if I'm writing songs, often I'll have the kind of idea of what the song, kind of want to try and tackle that subject. But sometimes they're not the songs that work out. Sometimes it's the songs where you're just sitting playing, or someone's playing with you, and then it comes out that way. Which kind of informed this album more?
I think it's a real mix of the two. Like, if you take like a song like Time Goes By, like that was all just done from start to finish in one session, kind of in one day. And the lyrics and the vocals took like, you know, about 5 minutes just messing around on the mic and just finding little, it's all just like little images and stuff that just happens. And then afterwards you look back at like, and it's like, you don't really remember how you did it.
Yeah.
But, and they can be the ones that you love the most because they're so unlabored. Whereas if you take a song like Father Brown's, we kind of wrote the music for that one. And Initially, I thought that was going to be a kind of the sound of the music. It sounded very like mystic or something. So I thought I wanted to write a kind of like a bit of, I don't know. I had visions of like, you know, like meeting a banshee or you know, something mad like that. That's the kind of story that was, I thought was going to come. But then the more I worked at it, and the stuff that started coming up just ended up being a story connecting kind of some of our own history in Ireland with like what's kind of going on now. So that one took a while for me to, because it's a bit of a jigsaw piece trying to make one bit lead to the next bit, lead to the next bit, and make it all connect in a way that doesn't feel labored. Although, but there's a lot of labor that actually goes into kind of doing something like that. So, it's so nice when one is just done just there and then. That's like, you feel like you've been given a gift.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, it's a brilliant album, and it, you know, everything from the production to the songwriting just sounds kind of effortless, which is a really, really kind of a high compliment to give it. And I hope it does amazing for you. Keane Kavanagh, thanks so much for chatting to us today.
Thanks a million, Kieran, legend.
Yeah, yeah. So when we play one of the tracks off, this is one of my favourite tracks off. It's called Time Goes By, just mentioned by Kieran there. And this is from the album The County Star. It's Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.